You're listening to Question Reality. Question Reality. With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Yeah, now I can hear myself. Thank you, Rodan. We are coming to you live. Of course, every week we come to you live, and our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, thank you. Thank you so much. And what our show does is we help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you. If you were, are, or might be pursuing a career in the entertainment industry, and our guests will provide you with advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully be a star. And we have a star today, and I can't wait to get through this intro. Now, our guests work in various professions of entertainment and are in different stages of their career. So we have beginning, intermediate, and of course, Daisy Egan, who's the star. We like to cover the whole spectrum because we want to know from beginning actors or beginning people, dancers, musicians, models, whomever it is, what the hell is going on in your life? We want to hear about the trials and the tribulations, and then we want to hear about the people that are living on Easy Street and living the life of Riley. When we have our Oscar winners and our Tony winners and our Emmy winners on, so we cover the whole gamut, which is great for you, okay? So, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website, it says Channel 1. Scroll down, look for our graphic, Question Reality, and click the link. And people say, why do you go through this every week? Well, you know what? The one time I didn't go through it, everyone said, I can't find the show. Where is it? What's going on? Oh, God. So they went into panic. So now I have to forever go through this tedious process. I hope you don't mind people who are very quick and on the ball. My quick people. All right. So this is going to take you to our archive page, and that is where you can view the list of all of the past guests. So that's from 2008 until last week. And the shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, if you want to know about our future guests, you got to go to another website, basically. They're our official Question Reality website, and that address is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, so you can see about all of the upcoming talent. We got some exciting people coming up. I've got Tony Dyson coming up. He was the original designer of R2-D2 from Star Wars, and then we have Alan Half. He's the hot, sexy host of Auction Hunters, and he used to, I think, be the host of Whose House Is It Anyway? Or, oh God, I probably butchered that. I'm doing everything improv, people. There are mistakes being made. But Alan Half, if I say the name, most people know who he is. And Erin Gray, remember her from Silver Spoons and Buck Rogers and Battlestar Galactica? Oh, was it Battlestar Galactica? Might be Buck Rogers. Yeah, just Buck Rogers. Sorry, didn't mean to give her another credit. But she was also recently on an episode of Star Wars with Lou Ferrigno. Excuse me, that's Albert, my Trekkie nerd informant. What is it again, Albert?
Star Trek Continues,
which is the web series. It's a phenomenal web series for all of you Trekkie fans who love Star Trek and you wanted to continue. And they do a phenomenal job. And I'm not getting paid by them. I'm not getting 1 cent. I'm just really appreciative of the set, the actors. Just check it out. I think, what's the website address, Albert, for that? If you Google StarTrekContinues.com, you can watch all of the web series. They have a couple episodes, but it costs a lot of money, so they're constantly having fundraisers, which they do very, very well. So check that out. Now, if you enjoy listening to this show, which I'm sure you do, because you got better things to do on a Sunday, my co-host Carol Ann Kaufman just told me there was a marathon. Oh, actually, I think it was, Carol Ann Kaufman told me there's a marathon going on, so People could be out. You could be out looking at hot, sexy guy running in shorts, but oh no, you're listening to me. So I appreciate that. So if you appreciate listening to our show, believe in our goal, which is to inspire, motivate, and educate people on what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry, please consider helping to support our financial efforts. It's expensive, people, to keep this show running. There are coins coming out of every orifice, and we need your help. So you can do this by going to our website, questionrealityradioshow.com, and clicking on our Amazon.com link to order all of your Amazon products. So if you feel like ordering a mug, a vibrator, whatever's working for you, go to my website, click on the link. It's not like you're ordering from me. You're going right to Amazon. It's just that we get a penny. You want to give us a penny? Do you think the show's worth a penny? Click on our Amazon.com link to order your products, and this will help us so much with our ongoing financial efforts to keep people like Caroline Kaufman, who you haven't met yet, and the lovely Daisy Egan, who we're about to speak to in a minute, coming on the show. So we thank you so much for that. And I just, you know, I have not had Caroline Kaufman on the show. She's a very good friend of mine. She hosts all my birthday parties. You know that the Sunday, the next day after my birthday party, I'm on this radio show talking about all the wild things that happen at my parties, because you know I have a whole Las Vegas review. And Caroline is the only person that I will allow to host my birthday parties. They're beating my doors down, people, to host my show, because you know it's just the shit. And Caroline Kaufman is phenomenal. She does everything improv. She's excellent. And so I thought, you know, I'd love to have her as a co-host. So I'm going to bring her on. So Caroline Kaufman, thank you for being a co-host. What's going on?
Hi, Priscilla. Thank you for having me here.
Put your little mouth up to that thing that looks very phallic.
Thank you. Just, you know me so well.
Yeah, there you go. So Caroline, thank you for being on the show. She's going to help me today, because I think with such a star power like Daisy Egan, I need some help today. I need her to jump in and ask some questions. So we have, again, Daisy, I pray I'm pronouncing her last name right, Egan. Go to her website now. It's Daisy Egan, EAGAN.com, and check it out while I'm talking, because you know I got to do my ads. You know I got to get some money up in here. But Daisy Egan is an actress and a singer. Do not know if she dances or not.
I don't.
Did not get that information. Okay, good. We got the two titles. All right. And she was referred to us by Alexander and Benjamin, and I love these two little guys. Daisy, mm-hmm. Don't we love them?
Oh, they're the best.
Oh my God, I thought I was high energy. Between the three of us, you should have listened to that show. That, you definitely needed a cocktail to deal with that show. Now, their website is sasaproductions.com, S-A-S-A productions.com, and Sasa Productions is a multimedia production company that produces radio events, they do PR, they do social media, and they do fashion events. So if you have a need for this, if you don't feel like doing it yourself, you want to hire the Sasa Boys, is what I call them, the Sasa Boys. And you are, I know, say that, that's what you can do the whole show. Sasa. Just interject the Sasas. If you want to hire the Sasa Boys, you're going to get what I like to call a vampire desire nightlife experience. I really think you will. So they also, you can email them at info@sasaproductions.com, but check them out because they really do a great job. And it is because of them, again, that we have the gorgeous, talented Daisy Egan on the show. Now, we are going to talk to Daisy really quickly. We're going to be chatting with her about her wonderful career as an actress, singer, and you'll also find out how you can see Daisy live on her national tour. Yes, it's true. Daisy Egan will be premiering with her new self-written one-woman show entitled One for My Baby. Mm-hmm. But Daisy says she is no longer Broadway's little sweetheart, and she is going to tell it like it is. And she is going to talk about how it's changed from Broadway to motherhood. Mm-hmm. So those of you who have made that transition, she might have some tips about how to do that seamlessly. And Our national tour includes performance dates in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York.
So, and San Diego now.
Oh, we've added San Diego. Yay! Woo! And so we are going... Oh, Lord, I can't take my glasses. I can't see a thing. What the hell did I write? All right. So, So the shows I hear, you've sold out houses. You're like a sold out house girl.
I am.
A sold out house girl. So you can also find out. So this is good news for my little thespians, because she's going to be giving you all kinds of tips, advice, and resource information. Now, Daisy's going to give you the scoop on what it takes to possibly win your very own Tony Award on Broadway. She might have the scoop. It might be that one thing she says that changes your whole life. It's that exciting in here. So that's a super duper big treat. And I wish that we would have had a song to play today, but she doesn't have one available yet. But that's where the tension and excitement builds, because I understand she's going in the studio soon.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
And you're going to be making something?
I'm actually hoping to make an EP of the current show that I'm doing, of One for My Baby.
Yeah, so it's going to be alive. So we're going to have Daisy come back after she finishes her tour, and then we'll actually play one of her songs on the show. But we'll tell you how you'll be able to buy it, hopefully, a little bit later. So now we're on to the advertisements. I got two today. Sorry. But we've got exciting things happening. Now, Sunday, March 16th, which is next Sunday at 7:30 at the Catalina Jazz Club, catalinajazzclub.com. The one, the only, the Joan Ryan, she was on my show February 23rd, will be performing her one-woman show with special guests. Now, you know that I call him the lollipop of love. Love this man. I'm obsessed with him. No offense, Albert. Albert couldn't care less. But the lollipop of love, Eric McCormick from Will and Grace.
Yes, love him.
Oh my God. We love him. We obsess over him. We want to do bad, naughty things to him. No offense to his wife. Sorry about that. It's just there under the surface. Okay, so he's going to be performing with Joan Ryan. I'm going to be there, of course. And so you got to see him. He's singing. I don't know if he's dancing, but if he even jolted his hip a little to the left, that would just do me good for the whole night. So God knows, I may make a request. Now, the proceeds will benefit the Trevor Project. So please come if you can. You can buy it from Ticketmasters. You can go directly to the website, CatalinaJazzClub.com, and get your tickets. And they're also on Gold Star Events or Gold Events. I highly recommend that you come to the show. It's really going to be great. Now, if you don't know who Joan Ryan is or you missed the show, Joan Ryan has been called a mesmerizing performer who moves smoothly from larger-than-life drama to small, captivating, emotional moments. And that was said by the Los Angeles Times. Now, everybody knows Rex Reed, right?
Yep.
Rex Reed of the New York Observer. He said that Joan Ryan can explore the nuances of a piercing ballad with the investigative talent of a forensic expert, then ignite a show, stopping Broadway melody with the combustion of a freight locomotive of the Philadelphia Railroad. My God, wow. I think I need a nap after that. I just can't. I could not give a critique like that. I go, oh my God, she's great. She's amazing. She's fantastic. But it takes real talent to be able to come up with that.
He went to school for sure.
Yeah, he definitely went to critique school. Now, her stage credits include the original LA cast of the musical Ruthless, the West Coast premiere of Anyone Can Whistle, Footloose, Triumph of Love, Little Shop of Horrors, among other. And she's known for her, now wait to hear this. Do you remember, everybody who's in my age group, do you remember Saved by the Bell?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Love that show, the little hot Paul Gosselaar.
Screech.
Oh God, that was him, right? Paul Gosselaar. Oh Jesus. I get my actors. Yeah. I think it was. We're going to say it is.
Yeah.
But she was known for the recurring role as Tina Palladino, the crazy music and arts teacher on the long-running series. Remember her? And so Saved by the Bell, she was on there for a long time, and she's also appeared on screen in numerous television shows and movies, and 2 years as Kathleen Houghton, everyone's favorite psychiatrist, on The Young and Restless.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we know who she is now, right? Totally. We can picture in our mind. So go to her website, joanryan.com, and I cannot wait until next Sunday. So I would highly recommend getting a ticket. And if you want to meet me, I will be there. As long as you're not going to try to kill me. I don't know if I've offended anyone over
the
years.
No stalkers allowed.
Oh, God. Oh, you have to come be my bodyguard.
I will be your bodyguard.
And now, the second thing I want to announce is Thursday, the very last thing, and we're getting on to Daisy Egan. Thursday, March 20th at 7 p.m. at Ultra Suede. Oh, I love that title,
right? That title and the place.
Love. Oh, yeah. I've never been. Is it nice?
It's really nice.
Is it? It's at 661 North Robertson Boulevard in West Hollywood. Actress, singer, Arena Maliva. And she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. We love Arena. Mm-hmm. She came to my husband Albert's birthday party. You met her.
Yeah, she was really sweet.
Really sweet lady. She's going to have releasing her new album, Illusions, and it's going to be launched at this hotter than hot CD release party, I hear. It's hotter than hot. And you're going to experience what she's got set up is this classic nostalgia highlights Arena's iconic filmography. Because you know that she is... Arena Maliva is the protege of both Federico Fellini and Orson Welles.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. Federico was eyeing her up at 15, snatched her up. Yes, he did. He discovered her in Rome when she was a teenager, and she went on to appear in three of his films. And then she also appeared as Jessica in Merchant of Venice, starring opposite Orson Welles.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, she starred in over 30 Italian films, and then after she moved to America, she was the recurring character on The Bold and Beautiful, mm-hmm. and she's been on Heroes, Just Shoot Me, Angel, 6 Feet Under, which I was on, Days of Our Lives, and Pensacola. And I've never seen Pensacola. I missed that one. That might have been during my pot days. I don't know. I never went. Yeah. No, just kidding. But
a long few weeks.
I know, all week. Arena's one-woman show has garnered terrific reviews and has sold out houses as well. I'm dealing with sold out house people.
Awesome.
Now, I got to sell a house out. I don't have anything to sell a house out, but I'm going to try to sell a house out. Now, according to the Huffington Post, she will be performing in the grand tradition of Piaf and Dietrich, and she's Bulgarian, and she's called a legend and chanteuse in Europe.
Very French.
Yeah. Arena Maliva. Woo! So, she's going to be doing songs like Let's Face the Music and Dance, Besame Mucho, Frederick Hollander's Illusions, Whatever Lola Wants. I like that.
I
change it from Lola to Priscilla.
Nice. Of course.
Like it. And from the hit musical Damn Yankees and Amanda McBroom's Crimes of the Heart, Illusion CD is currently available at Amazon.com, CD Baby, iTunes, and you can buy it on our website, arenamaliva.com. Woo! I need a breath, Carol. Oh, Daisy!
Wow.
I don't know.
I need a nap after
I
that.
Know! It's just mentally exhausting, isn't it? I don't know how. Oh, my God. I tell you, and I'm not even on anything. I take no drugs. This is all me. I'm not bipolar. I'm not ADD, ADHD. There's something going on up there. It makes me very high. I know.
A lot is going on.
I know. Most people, Daisy, mm-hmm. I'm from the East Coast, Connecticut, uh-huh. right? People on the East Coast are more high energy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm running on a super speed highway,
yeah.
and people are overwhelmed by me most of the time.
Oh,
they
yeah.
can't handle it. They're like, oh, my God, is she on something?
Yeah. When I first moved out here, I remember I was like, I had somewhere to be early in the morning, and I stopped off at a bagel place to get a coffee and a bagel. And it took them 20 minutes. And
oh
I was like,
God.
This would never fly in New York.
No, they would have beat your ass.
I was like, what are you doing? Are you kneading the dough back there?
Just, oh, my God.
You know, and I'm watching them, and they're just like shuffling over to the bagel. I'm like, guys, it's the morning. Let's go. Let's go.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a culture shock. But we love California. There's the sun.
I love Los Angeles.
Of course, I'm allergic to it, but there's the sun for most people, so let them have the sun. There's the beach. It is one of the only states where you can drive an hour north and go skiing and then an hour south
and go surfing.
You can
go to the mountains, you can go to the desert, all within an hour.
Right. Yeah.
And in the middle, you can just go to the suburbs.
Absolutely. Yeah, or you can go to Compton if you need to get yourself all fixed up. Mm-hmm. All right, now, let's talk about Daisy. Daisy began her career at the age of 2. Now, I love this. Playing a bag of wool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. that. I would love to play a bag of wool. And in a preschool production of Babab Black Sheep. And from there, she went on to become the youngest female ever to win a Tony Award. Yes. Let's clap.
Little Daisy.
You're still getting claps after all these years for her performance as Mary Lennox in The Secret Garden. And most recently, she was on stage. She was seen in New York City and on the first national tour of Love, Loss, and What I Wore. And this one, oh my God, when I saw this, I nearly flipped out. I am obsessed with Jersey Shore. Snooki is my girl. And I saw that you were Snooki in the Jersey Shoresicle, a freaking rock opera. I didn't even know that existed.
I'm sorry, I have to applaud for that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even see it, and I want to see that.
So you were actually Snooki? You were my Snooki? Because I tried to get the Snooki poof. Now it's gone. But I tried to get... I don't know why she changed her hairstyle. That was so unique to her.
You know, I think it was like done.
I know, but it could have lived. It could have lived for decades.
I think it's one of those things where, like, she got a team behind her, and they were like, all right, now we need to, like, redo your image.
Yes. Redo and refine.
Yes, refine.
Yeah, and then they put those damn veneers on her. Now she looks like she could chomp her way to Hamburg.
I think she looks like an alien.
It's so bizarre. It's just not her. It doesn't look right.
No, she looks insane. Her head is gigantic.
I know.
And her body's so little.
But her baby's cute.
Yeah, but see, that's why I thought the poof worked.
Yeah.
Because her head is very large for her body, and that poof kind of drew your eye away. And Carolyn, you are a hairstylist, own your own salon, so you can confirm our suspicions.
That's right.
The poof was working.
But also, she weighed more back then, and
that
now
is
she's lost all that weight. She looks,
that is true.
Look like
but her hair, she has beautiful hair, and she's got some panty hair. But I don't know. It might be a weave. I'm not sure.
It's definitely a weave.
Oh, wait. Eh, she's rocking the weave.
Definitely.
But I love the spinoff with her and Jay. Wow, I watch it religiously, and the baby is so cute, and the little husband, he just walks around.
Wait, so she has her baby on the reality show?
Yeah, Oh, he's part of it.
I haven't watched it.
It's Jay Wow.
I hope he's getting paid.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she actually does an after show. She hosts an after show. I think it's After Buzz TV, and after the show, she comments on everything that's happened, and funny as anything.
Yeah.
But I love the show, personally. So you were Snooki? What is it about, by the way? Is it still touring?
No. It was a show here in Los Angeles. They did two runs of it. They did one at the Bootleg, and then they did one at the whatever that theater was.
How
I can't remember.
Snooki talk? Could you?
Oh yeah, give me one line that you said in this Shoresicle.
I said, "Hurry up! I'm so hungry. I have to poop."
That's all she says. I have to poop.
I have to poop. I'm so nervous. I had to poop. The song that I sang was Gorilla Juice Head.
Which she loves. Was that an original? Of course it's an original song.
The whole
song.
Thing was original music. It was great.
Could I just have one little line of Gorilla Juice Head?
Yeah, please. Let me think for a second.
I know. I'm dying. I mean, who doesn't want to hear Gorilla Juice Head?
I do
want
to hear it.
I want a gorilla juice head to love me forever. We'll be like a couple of pilgrims back in 1921. A gorilla juice head doesn't have to be clever. As long as he knows the way to my heart. Thank you.
I love it. Thank now you. I'm so bummed out that I did not get to
at the
see
end of
this.
At the end of the song, I just destroy a pickle. And,
she would never. Would Snooki destroy the pickle?
She was so angry about Angelina.
Mm-hmm.
That whore, Angelina. That she destroyed
She's
a pickle.
Destroyed
they
the
hate
pickle.
Angelina. I don't know what happened to Angelina. She had 15 minutes. God knows where she is now. But
I think she was, they're all mentally insane.
Yeah,
they probably broke like the rest of the cast is by now.
Well, the guy, he doesn't come on any of the specials. Mike?
Oh, the situation?
Yeah, the situation. Yeah. I don't know what happened to him. I know he went into rehab, but he's
if you watch that show from like a if you watch it with like a psychological point of view, they all have serious personality disorders, and he was really too old to be on that show.
Yeah, he was just 34 or something.
Yeah, there was something just off, and I actually knew a guy that was just like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and hopefully he's sort of calmed down and came to his senses a little bit. Hopefully, maybe rehab.
Well, I was always tripping out when Ronnie and what's her name?
Sammy.
Sammy. I mean, they would get into like some fist fights.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember he threw her shit out and like tore it up and she would do the same to him? Who
does
that?
In the show, in Jersey Shoresicle, Sammy sings Bitch in a Bed. I'm just a bitch in a bed. And she and Ron are always singing I Fucking Love You, I Fucking Hate You.
I know! I'm so sad that I didn't see this.
It was a great show.
So they're not going to revive it at all, huh?
There's no plans right now.
God. Yeah. Well, see, I don't know. I might have to. This has given me an idea. Mm-hmm. I might have to find someone to write a whole Jersey Shore play for me. I think it might happen.
The only thing
people.
That we have to do is actually get people to care about Jersey Shore again.
Jaywell and what's her name are still rocking
it
out.
But these days, it's like you have to do something immediately and then, because otherwise it's done.
That's true. And we thought that they were trippy, but then came along Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, God. Yes. I can't
Honey
with that.
Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, my God.
I have watched 5 minutes of that, and that was all I could take. That's all I could take.
I have forced myself to watch it only for material.
Have you seen Mama's Toe?
Oh, the forklift toe? Oh, God, the please. Forklift toe. Yeah, oh, my God. You didn't see the episode where they went to the zoo? And the little girl licked the tongue of the giraffe. They were like French kissing the giraffe. Like, seriously.
Is that legal? Sick.
That poor little girl.
They did it right on the show. There's crazy. Yeah. So unfortunately, I do watch Honey Boo Boo only for material, people. It's not going to change my world or educate you. But if you want to see the grossest, most vile things that happened that I didn't even think exist. I mean, the whole pasta with ketchup. I don't even know. But that apparently kind of is. Apparently, that's a southern treat. So, let's go talk back to my darling Daisy.
So,
now, Daisy, some of her film and TV credits include The Mentalist, Without a Trace. Oh, I love that show. Ghost Whisperer. Oh, my God. I met
J-Love.
Yeah, J-Love, I met her at Cedars-Sinai. We were getting x-rays together. Me for my fractured knee and torn meniscus, and her, I don't know what. But she was dating Kennedy, the guy that was co-hosting on the show. He's very strange. Anyway, she's a very nice girl. Numbers, she's been on Numbers, The Unit, Losing Isaiah, which I'm not familiar with. Ripe, from Trimark, Tony and Tina's Wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who doesn't know that? Yep. And Daisy created, co-wrote, and starred in Crystal Park, which is a soap opera. Oh, my God. I love it already. Set in a trailer park. Now, see, you don't like Honey Boo Boo, and you're doing this trailer park thing? We're going to talk.
Well, mine was a comedy.
Oh,
intentionally.
Not a reality. Okay, yeah, that's it. And you can find that on YouTube. She has YouTube, and then what's your...
Just type in Daisy. It's on my channel, but if you search Crystal Park, KRYSTAL.
Of course.
You should be able to find it.
So check that out. I'm going to check that out because I want to say. And her two one-woman shows, Still Daisy, after all these years.
I love that.
That is not only cute, but it could be like a deodorant commercial. You know, it could be another type of commercial, which we won't talk about, but Still Daisy. Daisy is fresh Daisy. We love it. And Daisy Egan, Fuck Off, I Love You.
That was my last one.
I love that. And I know you like that,
and
Carol.
And I'm actually announcing my newest one.
Yes, and what is that called?
It's called One for My Baby, and we're launching our national tour that you mentioned in the intro. Thank you very much.
Does it include San Diego? That's what I want.
Yes, it does.
It does include San Diego. Yes. I know, that's like the big question.
Right?
And we're talking, we're in talks with other cities as well. Right now it's San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, San Diego.
That's all the big time places.
Yes,
so
and then hopefully, you know, there might be a date in D.C. Okay. We might do something internationally.
Yes.
We are actually in the process of raising money for it.
Yes, which so I'm coming to. You got an Indiegogo campaign going on.
Woo! Contribute to the arts.
Daisy needs money just like I do. We need to go to her Indiegogo page. Now, I have notes. I'm extremely organized and detailed.
The URL is so long. So what I suggest is...
Wait, days. I already searched it for you. Instead of this long thing, you type in the search box Daisy Egan National Tour. It comes right up because I tested
it. E-A-G-A-N. People spell it wrong all the time.
Yeah. Anywhere to be found.
No O's.
No.
But you can
A's.
Also go to my website, DaisyEgan.com.
Which is much easier.
It's a really nice website.
Much easier. Yeah, Daisy Egan. So, but if you go to Indiegogo, Daisy Egan National Tour, how much do we need? How many days do we have left?
Oof, we need $10,000.
That's all.
Okay.
We can do that.
That's it. We can rock that.
We have 10 days left. Oh, my God. And, we have raised, I think, as of this morning, it was $2,100.
Awesome. We can do it. Yes. We can do it.
I'm
we got
terrified.
Millions of listeners here. If everybody gave a dollar.
Exactly. And the perks are really great.
What are some of the perks?
I don't know the levels offhand, but I'll call your house and I'll sing to you.
What?
I'll send you an autographed personalized chart.
Oh, that is cool.
For $1,500, you can I'll come and do a private concert.
What?
So you could get like a group of people together
my birthday party.
Yes,
exactly.
I love it. Come
in
on,
November.
Pay
hey,
for me to come and do a.
How long do we get you for
$1,500?
I think it's my entire show. I'll do.
What?
For you. Wow. I don't know. Maybe I'm lying about.
Oh, shit. Can I get that in writing?
I know. We need to get this in writing. But those are great perks. Anything else that we...
Shout out on personal, on social media, front row tickets to my show, if you're in that city.
Of course.
Nice.
Yeah.
All kinds of great stuff.
Oh, so you got to go to the Indiegogo page and check it out and give us some money for Daisy Egan. Yes. Obviously, the girl's talented. You just heard her do a clip from Shoresicle from the Snooki
and
Gang.
And actually, I think that I can announce this. This will be the very first time that I'm announcing this. We just finalized this.
Wait, hold on.
For the Los Angeles show on the 21st, I'm going to have a special guest star. It's Tony nominee Adam Pascal from Rent.
He's
will be coming in. Yeah, and singing a number, so I'm really excited about
where is it going to be?
And that'll be at Rockwell Table and Stage.
Oh, my God, we just went to Rockwell. It's the place that doesn't have the roof.
Oh, no.
Remember Mason?
Oh, that's the dance club behind where they do the shows is in the front, and then there's like great dance club in the back.
Oh, because our friend Mason did an event and it was upstairs, and we were downstairs.
Really nice
there was no roof, and I was thinking
everything. The food is so good. Yes. And the venue is
really beautiful. The trees right in the middle.
That's really cool.
And I tell you, the customer service was good, which is very important to
me. Absolutely, me too.
Yeah.
We enjoyed the food, too.
Yeah, the food
was
good.
And the great thing about Rockwell, because some places have this weird policy where they stop serving during the show. That's not the case at Rockwell.
Yeah.
You can keep drinking. You can keep eating.
Nice.
It's great.
Yes.
Sweet.
And the owner, I've not met him, but I hear from Mason, he's very, very nice.
Yes.
So, if the owner is nice, the rest of the staff are all covered. So, again, what day and time?
It's on April 21st. Okay. I think it'll be at 8 o'clock at Rockwell Table and Stage. Nice. I'm not sure if tickets have gone on sale yet, but I would just say, subscribe to my website, go to my Twitter, it's at Daisy Egan, and I'm going to be tweeting obsessively about all of this stuff.
And people can like your Facebook page.
They can go to my Facebook,
And
like
are you
going to
be
page.
Doing, creating a Facebook event and inviting everyone?
For the Los Angeles one, yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I want an invitation, right, Carol?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
We'll come.
It's going to be
great. I have a harem. I can bring a harem.
And if you go to my YouTube page, you can see some clips from my last show, Fuck Off, I Love You, and you'll see that it's not a traditional cabaret, where everybody takes themselves so seriously. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of comedy, and then there's music as well.
I like the comedy.
So what are you doing with your Rent co-host and all that stuff?
With Adam?
Yeah, what's the show?
Adam is just going to come in and sing a number. He's doing what
Eric McCormick is doing
for Joan.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Just going to come in and sing, his own... song, whatever he wants to sing. We might have a little banter. We worked together a couple years ago. He's great. And actually, he's got a child named Monty, M-O-N-T-E, and my son's name is Monty, M-O-N-T-Y.
Oh, yay!
I had no idea, actually.
That's a conversation starter.
Spirits.
Exactly. But my show is about finding out that I was 2.5 months pregnant, unexpectedly.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
I didn't know, exactly, with my ex-boyfriend's child. And my experience of deciding that we were going to have him and stay together.
Whoa,
and
you took him back.
So he was an ex, and the baby got him back. See,
yes.
People, it does happen.
It does
I'm
work.
Not,
it
I'm
does
not,
work.
not recommending seeing it for most, but with Daisy, I can see why.
Although I would say in our case, it was reversed because he was the one that was asking for the sex that morning.
That is good.
Yeah, I know exactly how I got pregnant.
How strange that a man would ask for sex in the morning. I never remember that.
But yeah, we had broken up, and I just hadn't moved out yet because I was traveling.
We've heard
a lot.
That story a thousand times. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I know that
and
one.
Yeah. So there I was, 2.5 months pregnant, and we had to make a decision very quickly as to what we were going to do. And all of our options were on the table, and this was the one that we went with, which was the best one for
us. So you incorporate that in comedy, and there's some music.
Yeah, and then
that
I talk about having the baby and what, you know, and being a mom and all, and how baby toys are the most annoying thing on the planet.
They are. I
love your promo picture for that show. It is so cute. Daisy looks incredibly glamorous. It's all 1940s out in black and white, and then your little kiddo is right on your shoulder. It's really cute and very creative. I mean, you don't see that out there. I have it. That's totally fresh. I haven't seen the baby co-host, you know, like inspired by.
We like it.
Yeah, yeah. I love
so it. Everybody who wants to come, she's told you a little bit about it. We don't want to give too much away because there's lots of mystery we want to keep,
You
want to see it. We're going to go there, Carol. Yep.
And if you're not in Los Angeles, if you're in San Francisco, San Diego, or New York, I've got dates there. And if you're not in any of those cities, then all you have to do is get a bunch of friends. Yep. Donate $1,500 and I'll come.
I like that.
How could you go wrong?
Hey, Daisy Egan, and I'm excited about her. The album that you're going to be working on.
Yes.
When is that expected to be?
Well, what I'm hoping to do is a live version of like a live album of the show. So I would say we'll probably hopefully record in New York. If not, we might wait a little bit and get it like really.
Are
where
these
we
all
want it to
originals
be.
Or are you
no,
going to be doing
it's,
covers?
It's mostly jazz standards. It's a lot of Harold Arlen, Ella Fitzgerald, Blossom Dearie. Yeah, One for My Baby.
Ooh.
Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland.
Wow.
They Say It's Spring.
Ooh.
It Amazes Me. So,
fun.
Yeah. So
I like it. And it'll be on sale at Amazon, CD Baby, all the standard
all of
things.
Those places.
And so just go to her website, DaisyEgan.com, and all of this information will be readily available to you.
And once it's kept my show is done, too, I'm going to get back to my blog, because my blog is something that I love to do.
Oh, I didn't know you did a blog.
Yes.
What do you blog about?
Well, the blog is called Broadway Baby, and it's very much about my experiences with Monty, but I also have a blog called Right Brained where it's sort of my take on, you know, the world and how I see things. And I recently blogged about my experience going to Disneyland as a kid with Mandy Patinkin. I'm planning on my blog, writing a blog about meeting Nora Ephron, which was quite an experience.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, just the whole thing of writing the show and dealing, you know, being a stay-at-home mom right now has taken the blog off the table for the moment. But
a little
I'll
bit
back
busy.
To it. Yeah, just a little bit.
Can I just underline something?
Yeah.
Daisy Egan is a big deal, okay?
She's a big
if
deal.
If you guys don't know who she is, this gal, I mean, I know Priscilla already said it, but I mean, you were the absolute youngest female that got a Tony.
Yes.
I scoured the internet. I saw you actually singing Broadway Baby for the Sondheim Follies, and I couldn't believe you had to be all of like 12 years old. And I hate to tell you, you lied, because I saw some kicks, I saw some dancing. You did a good job.
You
with
can
that.
Dance.
So I know that you
We've got to add dancer to your title.
God, no way.
Oh, we got to do it. Who knows? We never know. But go to her website, check everything out. We want to get right now, because we're almost, I'm telling you, this went so fast. We only got like 5 minutes. I don't know how Daisy's going to do it, but we had so many people email with questions. I couldn't call everybody. I just did five that I thought would be short, you know, and we could fit them in. And I always choose, just to give you a tip, people, because I have had someone say, I've sent you so many emails and they want to talk to this. Now, I usually choose people who live in places that I haven't heard of before.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I choose.
So
if
you're from Los Angeles, just lie.
Yeah, you're going to. Exactly. Exactly. You're going to have to.
Oh, Zizek. No.
Yeah. We're all about lying. Oh, I love
Zizek. Yeah. So I've just told my secret, but I did choose one that I'm very familiar with. This comes from Jamie or Jaime, I'm not sure. Right. Spelled the same, from Queens, New York. And he said, Hey, Daisy. oh, I think you could have looked this up, Jamie. I don't know if I'm going to. All right, I'll just ask her, but we'll make it quick.
Okay.
How old were you when you won the Tony?
11.
You could have looked this up.
I was 11.
Sorry, I knew.
It was she was 11.
Yes. Okay. So, I have to tell you, my boyfriend just texted me about you.
Yeah.
She is fantastic.
Thought you'd like that. Wow, and he never even saw me in the 80s. I got a text from Daisy's boyfriend said, I'm fantastic. You're so lucky to have me, Albert.
You're very lucky.
Is this boyfriend your baby daddy as
yes,
well?
Yes, my baby daddy.
Thank you. When Daisy's done with you, give me a holla, okay? If you think I'm fantastic now,
wow.
You don't even know the tricks I learned. You don't even know how I can teach you the butterfly flick and the ice cream swirl, but that's an East Coast thing. All right.
Oh,
so Jamie Jaime, however we pronounce it, she was
Jamie
11.
Jaime.
Now, here's an exciting one. Lisa from, and I had to look this up because I'm like, this place does not exist. Wampsville, New York.
Nice.
Wampsville. See, I cheered people. She said, hey, Daisy, did you even know what a Tony was at 11?
That's a great question. I barely did. I had never watched the Tonys. I barely knew what it was. And my mom, as soon as I was nominated, she said, enjoy this because they don't give Tonys to kids. You're not going to win this award. Let's write some names down just in case. Yeah, thank God, because I would have completely drawn a blank. But I barely knew. And I have to say that in some ways that I wish I had gotten it when I was older because I don't think I appreciated it as much as, I mean, I certainly do now. But at the time I thought like, oh, this is what happens.
Yeah.
You go into acting and then you win a Tony, and that's not the way it works.
Like getting a lollipop at the dentist. We think that. We don't know.
Right.
So thank you, Lisa. That
was
a great question. Now this, I think I've heard of this. Of course, obviously I have, but I really like Brady from Cape May Point, New Jersey.
Okay.
Hey, Daisy, was it you who wanted a career in acting at such a young age, or was it your parents that saw
good
your
question.
Talent and started the ball rolling?
It was me. It was definitely me. My father had been an actor in the 60s, and he had given it up, and then he did a show on a whim when I was 8, and I went to see it, and I was terribly bullied in school.
What?
So when I saw him on stage, I was like, oh, I could be somebody else? Please sign me up for that. So I told my parents I wanted to try it, and they were very, very reluctant.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom had, you know, Tatum O'Neill and Drew Barrymore in her mind, and she did not want me going down that road. So it was very important for them to keep me grounded and, you know, make sure that I still did school and all of that stuff. So they were reluctantly supportive, and I don't think that it was in anybody's mind how
it was
how much success I would get that quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, you went right into it. It's almost like you're psychic because Thomas from ready for this one? Radnor Township, Pennsylvania.
Mm, nice.
Okay.
I looked it up.
See,
it does exist.
East Coast here.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm from the East Coast. I tend to pick more East Coast. Well, most of the people who emailed were from the East Coast because
Broadway.
It's theater.
Right. Okay. LA people love
film.
Daisy Egan, too, though.
They do.
So next time we're going to have, I'm only picking people from LA.
Yeah.
Thomas says, Did acting at such a young age affect you in school at all? Like being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you just said that. So she just answered that question.
Yeah, I mean, I was bullied a lot.
But after the Tony, I would imagine.
I went to a performing arts, starting in sixth grade, I went to a performing arts school. Excuse me. So I winning the Tony made me popular.
Yeah.
But in my grade school, I was definitely bullied. And when I started, when I was in Les Mis, which I did before Secret Garden, it made me even stranger to them, you know.
Yeah.
But it certainly did affect my life in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, that's something that obviously is going to happen. Kids are just jealous, period.
Yeah.
Priscilla, can I
ask
that's a
what
question?
It was. We only got 3 minutes, but go ahead.
Okay, I want to know...
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that your parents were, your dad was a performer, mm-hmm. your mom wrote books,
mm-hmm.
did that creative atmosphere sort of encourage you?
Yeah, I
as
think
growing
I
up?
Definitely grew up in a creative household. And so it's always sort of been in my blood, you know.
This last question is very important because she wrote a very, very long email, but I took the gist of it. This is from Lenore from West Goshen Township, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania,
Okay, she says, Dear Daisy, I have two kids who terrorize me on a daily basis to let them take acting classes. I really don't want my children to pursue a career in the entertainment industry because of obvious reasons, but don't want to stifle their spirit or passion. What can I do to protect my children psychologically, emotionally, physically, and especially on a business
good
level?
Question.
Well,
last
you know,
question.
I wrote a blog about this called Don't Put Your Daughter on the Stage, which you can find in the archives on my website. It's hard.
It's hard.
I think that if Monty came to me and you know, and was really like, please, 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 how do you keep saying no? I would say, let them take classes. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Let them do community theater. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
You know, and see, they might get it out of their systems. Yeah. That's the hope, is that they'll, I think that's what my parents were hoping, that I would just get it out of my system.
Work.
It didn't. It's just important to keep them really grounded, and it's important to drill into them how important school is as they get older. You know, it's important to have other hobbies and sort of let it be a hobby. And also be aware, if they do start working professionally, be aware of who's around them and what's said to them.
Yes.
It's a nasty business.
It is.
And you do want to protect them from certain elements.
Right. So just keep just do research. Find people that have child actors and just
short leash.
Ask other people. Keep
yeah.
them on short.
Yeah.
And I want to get this question in with 1 minute. It's a longie, but it okay. might have a short answer. This is a my personal question.
Okay.
I had 17. I'm only going to get the one. Okay. If you want to get audition notices for film and television and commercials and music videos, we have websites like Actors Access, LA Casting, right? However, I haven't heard of a website being available for people who are pursuing a career as an actor in theater. Does a website exist, or any other website that provides ways to get people started as actors? I mean, it's so easy for actors out here for film and television.
Right.
But I've never
probably,
heard of one for theater.
Probably Backstage.
Backstage
West.
Yes.
Backstage.
And Backstage.
In New York.
Backstage.
Would probably be your absolute best bet. And also, I think you could probably go to the Actors Equity website. And there's probably some resources there as to like local notices and stuff like that. But Backstage is a great resource.
That's probably online now, right?
Yeah. And it's online, and they have regional things as well for people that aren't in New York or Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only problem is you'll have 50,000 people showing up for one
Absolutely.
Audition because there's not that much to go around, but you never know.
When I got Les Mis, I was number 53 on the list of girls, and there were hundreds of girls in that room.
Nice.
So you just never know.
You got to try.
You have to try.
But we have to be adorable like you.
Adorable!
You know, I went to my Les Mis audition wearing a stained yellow sweater that was too big for me and red high-top Converse and black leggings, and all the other girls were wearing basically communion dresses.
Oh, my gosh.
There's somebody wearing communion dresses in
Les Mis. I know. I think the key is just be yourself at all times.
Mm. And people, the agents and casting director can smell desperation.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Check it at the door. Don't be desperate.
And don't
I know
try
it's hard.
To, don't try to be somebody else. They want to see
true.
You.
That's deep,
they want to bring you to the role. That's what they want.
Absolutely. Nice. Mm-hmm. So, what last word do you have for your fans?
Oh, God.
And Monty.
Oh, my sweet little Monty.
Monty, she's coming home.
Who's
I'm going to teach her.
To right
I'm
going to
give her the butterfly flick and ice cream swirl. You're going to be in a treat tonight.
Well,
Monty.
Monty is my son, so that would be disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I'm completely illegal.
I'm so sorry. What's your
baby
boyfriend?
Daddy? His name is, I think, baby
Kurt.
Daddy. Oh, Kurt. Sorry.
Kurt.
Sorry, Kurt.
Oh my God, Kurt. I'm so sorry. I thought you were Monty.
We're all vomiting right now.
Throwing up. I just gave disgusting Kurt.
Well, luckily we don't know what the lick is. So
maybe Kurt's really. Middle name is Monty.
No,
yes.
Damn it.
Not.
Okay.
The father
right,
of Monty.
My
That's
bad.
Okay.
My last piece of whatever is, like I said, be yourself and have fun. And if you're not having fun, and you got to keep checking in with yourself, you know, every few months, am I having fun? Am I enjoying this? And if you're not, run the hell away as fast as possible.
Nice.
Absolutely. And then also, while you're at that, go to my website and give to my Indiegogo campaign.
Indiegogo.
We need some money in Indiegogo. So please, if you've enjoyed this interview today as much as I have, Carolyn.
Of course.
Carolyn. Awesome. And Albert, you've enjoyed it.
Daisy
Egan has provided a mountain of enjoyment today. So please go to her Indiegogo page. I'm sure it's worth at least, I mean, come on, $5.
At least.
I mean, if you can do a dollar, do a dollar. If you can't give any money at all, you know how you can help?
Spread the word.
Oh, nice.
Post it on all your social media websites, you know, Twitter and Facebook, LinkedIn.
Yes.
Even MySpace. Are they still around?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even MySpace. Everything. That would help. If you can't afford it, please just spread the word.
Spread to our rich friends.
And, so we'd really appreciate it because we want Daisy to really have a successful
Thank
campaign.
Thank you so much.
One
yeah,
for my
love
baby.
Your show.
That's
going
to be a great one.
Absolutely. And if Kurt decides to come, I might be supporting, giving some money, and have Kurt come to my birthday party. Daisy can perform, and Kurt can come. And I don't know if, what does Kurt do, by
he
the way?
He plays the drums.
Oh my God, that's so weird. See, I'm psychic.
Scorpio.
I got the psychic thing going on. Okay, well, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Carolyn Kaufman.
Thank you for having me, Priscilla.
Yay! First time, Daisy. As co-host.
I think she
did a great job. Send the emails. I know I'm going to get them, but send the emails. Tell me how Carolyn did.
Say something nice, please.
Say something nice. She's a fantastic girl. DaisyEgan.com. Please go to Indiegogo and type in Daisy Egan National Tour. Give her some money, please.
Yes,
to help
give
her.
Me your money.
We need your money. We're going to bring her back so she can ask you for some more money, maybe. Hopefully she'll come on. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great week, and hopefully you'll come to the show next Sunday. Catalina, is that where I'm going?
Yeah,
Catalina Jazz Club, Joan Ryan, and Eric McCormick. You're going to see me molest them. Come on down. Okay, everybody, have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality. Question Reality. With Priscilla Leona. Only on LA Talk Radio.